Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we are speaking with Dr. Ferdinand Oswald of the School of Architecture and Planning in the Creative Arts and Industries Department at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Dr. Oswald, how are you this morning?
Hi, kia ora. Good morning, everybody. I'm fine, thank you.
Good, it's nice to be able to chat to you today. Now, we're talking a little bit about the research that you're doing at the moment into plastic and also sustainability in urban planning. But you've got quite an interesting background and family history in sustainable urban planning. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's true. So actually, I'm born in Germany, and my dad actually was an urban planner in Stuttgart, and he got a job in Heidelberg, and he was urban planner there. And actually what happened was that Heidelberg was quite very sustainable, became the European capital of sustainability.
Oh, wow.
And actually we started very early in 1982 with 6 different bins of waste in each home. So we had metal, glass, paper, organic, plastic, and the rest, which was actually then very less. And yeah, I privately separate as well here in Auckland my glass, metal, and paper waste, and I bring it to personally to a reclaim in Auckland. That's a waste collection. But yeah, actually there's one single bin for paper recycling, so I see actually a huge potential to improve that.
Yeah. Here.
And I'm sure it will come. Yeah, I'm definitely sure.
So it's definitely in your blood, the sustainable urban planning. And I'm really interested in the work you're doing at the moment, because you're looking at plastic and you're looking at new building sites. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the audits that you're trying to do on how new builds are happening across the city?
Yeah, so actually what's happening is we're working in the Environmental Solution Research Center, which is founded by Professor Terry M. Barry from Unitech. And the project is Sustainable Management of Plastic Waste on Construction Sites in New Zealand. And this is a cooperative solution to improve on the cradle-to-grave approach. And I'd like to give you a quick example of what is this cradle-to-grave. Mm. And actually, so in former times, we had like farms or houses. And the idea here was to use all the ingredients, like vegetables or meats, which was available at the moment at that location, and we used the leftovers as well.
Right.
And so this is actually what we need to learn right now, and I'm sure this will happen. So we will not buy probably the Argentinian T-bone steak from overseas, but probably buy the meat from our farm next to us. And this, there's a German word which is called Haushalten, which means that we are budgeting and economize like these things and try to make a sustainable home. And this is what we like to transfer in architecture. So we are looking to the whole life cycle, and we're looking to plastic waste especially. And here we will observe and work very closely with actually everybody. It's an amazing project, because we have the government in the boat, we have all the companies, Green Gorilla, we have the companies who produce, manufacture plastic, and we will find solutions for that. That we, at the end, we have zero waste, zero carbon.
That's pretty amazing, and it's a pretty incredible goal to be aiming for as well. I think we are moving into a space where people are increasingly looking to have more sustainable engagement with all facets of their life, and we are seeing this big push for building in Auckland, especially at the moment with our housing crisis. I'm really interested in this idea that timber is quite a sustainable resource, and it's obviously big in building, but it is wrapped in plastic, and that's something you're trying to look at a little bit as part of this whole cradle to grave way of acting sustainably. What's the major issue here at the moment, Ferdinand?
Yeah, so actually we are looking to packaging, and we are working then with the companies to find, for example, alternative solutions. Instead of packing it with plastic, protecting it from humidity and rain in other ways. But it's as well about the built-in and cut-off. So when you're on a construction site, you can imagine that there arriving a lot of materials and then you don't need all of them. And there's a huge percentage of cutoffs. We look into that as well.
Right.
And to the built-in components. So, and this is a really, really huge topic, because if you like to recycle or to reuse something, it must be purely one material.
Mm.
It must be separable at the end of lifetime. So we are looking how the different building components are connected to each other, how they are fixed, right?
Right, yeah. And so you're sort of trying to see how we can make that something that you can re-separate out into its individual components for the purpose of recycling when it does come to the end of its life cycle.
Exactly, that's the idea, yeah.
This sounds like a really interesting piece of research, and as you say, you've got a lot of different people in the boat on this one, so I'm sure some really good ground will be able to be reached here. What stage are you at in the research? Are you at the moment collecting data, or where are you at?
Well, actually, we've done already a lot of work, and we've had already funding from City Council and from the government, and now we are applying again for an application, a fund, which is actually by brands. And here the idea is actually that there's, when you like to assess the life cycle assessment, you need assumptions, you need default data. And this is actually not existing in the whole world. So New Zealand can actually become here like a leader in this, in this topic. And the idea is actually that we use the data at the end and the result to feed actually, for example, the brands, tools that people, architects, planners can plan really precisely and have very good data to do so.
It sounds so interesting and like a really exciting bit of research to be working in. Good luck with the rest of this particular project. We'll look forward to seeing how it goes. Thank you for speaking with us, Dr. Ferdinand Oswald, this morning. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Yeah, what a pleasure for me. Thank you very much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.